Are you putting too much emphasis on new technology instead of the people that make it happen? Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The Air Force is trying to make life a bit easier for its airmen. The Navy is trying to speed up the background investigation process, and the Army is not so sure it's ready to give up its medical research organization. These are all in Scott Massioni's DoD Personnel Notebook this week, and Scott joins me now in studio with more. Scott, let's start with the airmen. What is the Air Force doing to make their lives easier?
Well, the Air Force has been going on this year-long journey of trying to cut instructions and directives that are burdening airmen, and they've come out with this sort of update at this point, and they're saying that they've rescinded 226 Air Force instructions and eliminated almost 4,700 compliance items for airmen that airmen have to do that maybe just aren't worth it anymore or are burdening their lives, things that where they can just spend a lot more time.
4,700?
Right, yeah. I mean, there's so
probably
many
no one was paying attention to most of them anyway.
Yeah, it's very possible. I mean, you know, there's sometimes so many old things on the books and that it just keeps compiling up and up. And I think that's really what happened. And Heather Wilson, the Secretary of the Air Force, said that she was just going to be going through all of these, and she signs off on them. And so does Chief of Staff of the Air Force David Goldfein. And at that point, they say that they are ready to keep doing this for the next year, and they're going to continue to get rid of that bureaucracy.
Do we have a list of what of the 4,700 they're getting rid of? I'd love to read it.
I know. Well, we don't have a list. Actually, Secretary Wilson said that if I wanted to come into her office and look through them, I was more than welcome to. So
maybe. I think we should do that. Yeah, maybe like be sure you oil the hinge before lowering the wing segment on your Corsair or something, which is long defunct. You know, they're in antique flying shows, but maybe that kind of thing is still on the books.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, what they say is that they have 30,000 compliance items that need to go all the way up to the service headquarters to be changed. So, I mean, that's a lot of different things that are just so much bureaucracy going all the way up to the very top.
Yeah, don't stand within 3 feet of a B-17 propeller or something.
Right.
Gosh knows what they've got. All right. And they're also adding a small request, though, to airmen, you're reporting.
That's right.
What's that one?
There's one request that they're asking. This is the climate survey, the Total Force Climate Survey for 2018. They haven't done one of these in about 3 years. The last one was in March 2005. They only had a 23% participation rate in that. So this is going to be running from August 27th to October 30th. And that they said it basically helps the Air Force understand how their organization is doing. And they think that getting that feedback is really crucial, and it's going to take about 20 minutes to complete, and it's going to assess the attitudes and opinions of the force, things about work environment, organizational climate. It's also going to measure leadership support and satisfaction. So something that the Air Force, you know, if they hear back from you, then they can help change the organization in a positive way.
Well, who knows? Maybe the airmen themselves will come up with another 7,000 orders that they can eliminate in the survey. All right. And the Navy is taking steps to speed up background investigations. How can they do that on their own?
Right. Well, background investigations, you know, are a huge issue. Right now, the background investigation backlog is about 700,000. For Marines and sailors, it's over 100,000 people. What they're doing is they're creating small hubs that they can do investigation interviews. So they have one now in Tidewater, Virginia, and a second one is going to be opening up in San Diego. Not only are they doing that, so these are locations that they can do these investigations without bringing people all the way to Washington. It's a lot of burden for people to come here, and you know, then they have to wait in line, do that, all that kind of stuff. So they're also setting up these surge areas where they can do these investigations as well. And a surge area is just a place that they are going for a short, brief period of time, doing the investigations and getting it over with. They've done it at Fort Meade.
They bring the coals to Newcastle, so to speak.
Right. Yes, exactly. And so they've done it down in Pensacola, in Fort Meade, just for a short time. And then they go on their merry way and do their own thing. So now they're looking for new areas that they're going to be doing this in, and hopefully it'll cut back on this backlog. Now, one thing to take into account is the Navy is not the only service that's doing this. The Air Force, which has a 70,000 investigation backlog, is doing the exact same thing, and they're trying to set up different locations where people can come in because it's just getting out of hand for them.
I guess they figured they could wait years till the National Background Investigation Bureau figures this one out, and it's got to transfer to DOD, and it'll start all over again. So they're doing their own kind of guerrilla work, if you will, right, on that whole process.
And they are working in conjunction with the NBIB, make sure everything is up to date and, you know, these security clearances will be actually true and validated.
And is this for both civilian employees and uniform members?
Yes, this is for both. But, you know, it does, they do highlight in this that it's a lot of it's going to be military, because I think a lot of these are people in the military that they really need to fill these positions in. So they've highlighted these specifically, the sailors and Marines that they need to get these investigations done with.
All right, and let's move to the Army and their medical research. They have a long, long history there. There's even a museum of Army medical research, which is a pretty gross place. If you want to horrify yourself, it's a great place to go. But what's going on there?
Well, if you remember a few years ago, the Defense Health Agency was created, and that sort of consolidated all of the services' medical silos into one big agency. Now, the newest defense authorization bill, or law now, it is saying that they want to take the research, the medical research areas, and put them all under DHA. Now, the Army, I talked with Mark Esper, the Secretary of the Army, he's not so excited about that because he wants to have that control over his research for readiness. So, you know, if he needs someone that can create a new lung transplant type surgery, you know, he can go ahead and direct that right away instead of having to go through who's the current head of DHA, Admiral Bono, and then kind of bring things through that. So it's something that he said he's going to talk with Congress about. But as of now, it's on the books. And like you said, this is a huge thing. It's billions of dollars, really.
And do the other armed services have their own medical research branches?
They do, but the Army's is the biggest and, like you said, the most famous. I mean, they have a huge medical research history.
I think it dates back even before the Civil War that they were doing this.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, there's the Army has like you said, a long background of health and medical things, and they have the museum and everything like that.
Because when you think about it, anything that can happen to a soldier in battle can happen to someone else elsewhere in the military.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it definitely makes sense to consolidate these things, you know, because the DHA can bring in all of the sorts of cases that are happening and put them all under one silo. And I mean, for the most part, things have been pretty good for DHA. I mean, they've really been helping to consolidate the services. So we'll see where this ends up going.
Federal News Radio, Scott Mossione.
Thanks, Tom.